This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Time.
And I'm Bonnie North. Earlier this week, faculty at UW-Milwaukee demanded more parity in how the state of Wisconsin funds higher education here versus at the UW-Madison campus. Budgets have been extremely tight at public universities across the state in the wake of a tuition freeze and significant state funding cuts in the biennial budget.
That is especially the case at the sometimes overlooked two-year colleges in the UW system, such as UW-Waukesha and UW-Sheboygan. A major administrative restructuring has gone on in the system this fall, which Dan Simmons writes about in the December issue of Milwaukee Magazine. He joins us in the studio now to talk about those changes. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mitch. Good to be here.
What is the niche that UW colleges, these two-year schools, fill in higher education in Wisconsin?
They're set up for students who don't exactly fit at the four-year colleges, the four-year universities, I should say, whether they're non-traditional students, adults, or students coming out of high school who need a bit of remedial help. They also are obviously open to students who would qualify anywhere else who just prefer a smaller college experience to start out with and a much cheaper college experience.
And they're essentially direct feeders into the UW system, right?
They are, yeah. They have a direct relationship with the other four-year campuses. So if you go to a two-year college, you can go straight to a four-year college to finish up your final 2 years.
Essentially, so someone who chooses to go there, this is basically their freshman and sophomore year.
It is, yeah.
They're not going to one of these schools to get an associate's degree like some community colleges.
As I understand it, you can earn some associate's degrees there, but that is not the focus. Community colleges, technical colleges, as they're called in Wisconsin, the focus there is getting associate's degree or getting a certificate. Here, the focus is prepping to get your bachelor's degree.
So would you say, is it oversimplifying things to say that the mission of the UW colleges is about four-year college readiness, whereas the mission of the technical colleges is about career readiness?
That's exactly right.
What sort of track record do these schools have?
They do a good job at preparing students for the next level by close attention to that they might not otherwise get at a bigger school to teaching. The professors, they do research, but their main focus is on teaching. It's kind of like any small liberal arts college, that most of which are private, but they kind of provide that very, very hands-on experience for students in the classroom.
This is a lower student-to-teacher ratio, if you will.
It is, yeah.
You profile, in fact, a professor at UW-Waukesha named Shubhangi Stalder, and she teaches a remedial math course. What did you think she was emblematic of in terms of what the UW colleges do?
Innovation, for one thing. She designed this class to streamline the process of remedial math. Normally, students take three credit classes to qualify for freshman math. She combined those into one class so they don't have to use two semesters and they don't have to waste as much money.
Well, and I gather that that this class has been so successful, they have had her try it at UW-Milwaukee. Is that right?
It did, yeah. So it's called a flipped classroom model. She puts all the lectures online. There is no textbook. They're all just handouts that they have in a binder. So students don't sit through any lectures in class. They watch them on YouTube and can pause and rewind to catch things they missed. And then they go to class, and it's all problem solving, all hands-on, applying what they learned in lecture.
You describe the whiteboard. I wanted to say the blackboard, but I guess it's a whiteboard, as looking like Jackson Pollock teaching a math class.
It is. It's just a frenetic scribbling of equations and things that most of us forgot about long ago.
Well, so what's the nature of the changes then to how the two-year college system is structured?
The administrative ranks are changing a ton, and the teaching ranks are changing very little. So they are going from a dean on each campus to one on every three or four campuses.
These are regional deans.
Yes, regional deans, regional associate deans. A lot of the other services colleges provide, like financial aid, veteran services, those types of jobs, those types of offices are being consolidated, whether between the three campus clusters or to the central office in Madison.
So these services, stuff like financial aid and veteran services, aren't going away entirely, but the delivery method for them is essentially changing.
Yes. Students now are used to going to a person and a face on each campus, and now to get those services – to get some of those services, they'll get on the phone or hop online.
But aside from that, are students going to see much difference when it comes to these sort of consolidations?
That's the big question. I guess it kind of tests the idea of how much direct influence, day-to-day influence administrators, especially top administrators, have on campuses, because that's where the absence will be, and whether that affects students' experience is an open question. We'll see.
Well, and you spoke with Harry Muir, who was the dean and CEO of UW-Waukesha before his position was eliminated as the consolidation took place. What is his new work going to entail?
It's a newly created job, creating programs, internships in urban Milwaukee, because that's one place that the colleges have no presence at all. And even though they have a campus near Milwaukee in Waukesha, they draw very, very few students from Milwaukee and think that it's a real growth opportunity for them to move some of their programs into Milwaukee, to move some students from Milwaukee out to the Waukesha campus.
Well, and as you said before about the about whether students are going to notice the difference, it seems an open question as to exactly how they're going to go about this work.
It is, yeah. He mentioned that they've already done this collaboration with Professor Stadler's class, so that's kind of a model to go by, but where it expands from there is anyone's guess.
One of the other areas that you touched on briefly was cost, and I gather that's a key area as the four-year UW colleges have been able to turn to things like increasing tuition for out-of-state students. These two-year schools don't really have a lot of out-of-state students, right?
They have virtually – I mean, they have, you know, a couple hundred or something out-of-state students, but their focus is on Wisconsin students, and so they can't raise tuition on them because the legislature froze tuition again. So avenues for increased revenue that are available to the 4 years aren't available to the 2 years.
So are there any other big questions that are still out there that people are going to be tracking?
What they're going to look like a year from now, 5 years from now, whether this administrative structure change will hinder students' ability to thrive there as they do now, or whether it will be largely unnoticed.
Well, and you mentioned in the story that Harry Muir was up for that job as the regional dean. He did not get it, obviously, but he had really good things to say about the woman who did.
He did. It's a very collegial atmosphere, pardon the pun, within the colleges. So when I started the story, I didn't know if there would be a lot of, you know, infighting because, I mean, they're all going for jobs, and most of the jobs are going away. But at least in Harry Muir's case, he was very magnanimous and supportive of their choice.
Well, it's interesting stuff. Dan Simmons, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dan Simmons is senior editor at Milwaukee Magazine. His article on the changes afoot in the UW system's two-year colleges is in the December issue. Thank you.